بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation on the book, The Three Fundamental Principles of Islam, and we have reached the point where the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said concerning the evidence that Muhammad is Rasulullah, is that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. He said, وَدَلِيلُ شَهَادَتِي أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. The evidence that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran, chapter 3, verse 64. There has indeed come to you Allah's messenger from amongst yourselves and known to you. Azizun alayhi ma anittum, it grieves him that you should suffer. Harisun alaykum, he is eager and anxious for the guidance of those of you who are astray. Bilmu'minina ra'ufun rahim, and he is full of compassion and mercy for the believers. He is full of compassion and mercy for the believers. This is the evidence from the Quran that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger. This is just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Jumu'ah in chapter 62 verse 2, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. It is Allah who sent amongst the unlettered Arabs a messenger from themselves, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting to them his verses, purifying them from the filth of shirk, disbelief and polytheism, and teaching them the book, the Quran, and the hikmah, the sunnah, the legal ways, and verily they had been before in manifest error. So in these verses, in the first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, described the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min anfusihim, from amongst them, meaning known to them. They can sit with, they can listen to, they can talk to, because he's not a stranger to them. Not only that, azizun alayhi ma anittum, Allah described him as well as, it grieves him that you should suffer. He cares not to have any hardship on them. Listen, for example, to the incident when he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recited the following verse, from Surah Al Imran, chapter 3, verse 97. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And this is in Surah Al Imran, Ayah 97. It is a duty that mankind owes to Allah, those who can afford the expenses. for one's conveyance, provision and residence. One of the companions by the name of Al-Aqra bin Habis, he said, is this going to be every year, O Messenger of Allah? So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept silent, and his silence was a rahmah, a mercy for this ummah, because then he said, لو قلت نعم لوجبت, had I said yes, then it would become binding, meaning every year. And this would be hardship, cannot be tolerated by the people. But it is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that He decreed the Hajj to be once in a lifetime and for those who are able to afford. And in this verse, حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, He is eager and anxious for the guidance of those of you who are astray. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ, Allah described to be of full compassion and mercy for the believers. This is particular to the believers, meaning the mercy. As to His guidance, then it is for all mankind. قال الله تعالى concerning His guidance, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's guidance, قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا, as in Surah Al-A'raf chapter 7 verse 158, قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا, say Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to all the people, to all mankind, I am Allah's messenger to you all, directing mankind to the true religion, the true deen accepted to Allah, and that is Islam. As to the guidance that changes the heart, this is only in Allah's hand. The Prophet ﷺ, for example, was keen concerning the guidance to his uncle, Abu Talib. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed otherwise, in accordance with His wisdom. قال الله تعالى reminding the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as in Surah Al-Qasas, إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء. In Surah Al-Qasas, verse 56, and that will be chapter 28, verse 56, verily, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guide not whom you like, meaning the guidance that changes the heart, but guiding people to the true faith, now, yes, but Allah guides whom He wills, and He knows best those who are the guided. Now, what does it mean that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah? The meaning of this testification is explained by the author rahimahullah when he described it as the meaning of the testification that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah is ta'atuhu fima amar wa tasdiquhu fima akhbar wa ijtinabu ma naha anhu wa zajar wa alla yu'bad Allah illa bima shara. And this is a very important definition, a very important and comprehensive definition concerning the meaning of Muhammad being the messenger of Allah. The meaning is to obey Him in whatever He commands, to believe and testify to the truth of everything He informs of, to avoid whatever He forbade and prohibited, and that you worship Allah only with that which He prescribed, This is the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah. So this testification necessitates that, number one, that we believe whatever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed of. This is number one. Second, that we obey him in whatever he commands. Third, that we keep away from whatever he forbade and prohibited. And fourthly, that we don't worship Allah except with that which he prescribed. And fifthly, we believe that he is a slave of Allah, having no share of or any right to lordship or control of the universe, nor any right to be worshipped at all. He is a slave and worshipper and a messenger, not to be belied. 6. He is a slave and worshipper and a messenger who is not to be belied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am in chapter 6 verse 50, قُلْ لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكُ إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. Say Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to those who deny your prophethood, I don't tell you that with me are the treasures of all, nor that I know the unseen, nor I tell you that I am an angel. I but follow what is revealed to me by inspiration. Whatever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us of certain specific matters of the unseen, this is by the revelation of Allah to him in particular matters. Meaning, he does not know the unseen absolutely, in the absolute sense, but in the particular sense, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him at certain instances. 7. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, acts as commanded to. He acts as commanded to by Allah and follows the orders he is given. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Jinn in chapter 72 verse 21 and 22, قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا قُلْ إِنِّي لَنْ يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ وَلَنْ أَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. Say Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is not in my power to cause you harm or to bring you to the right path. Say Muhammad, none can protect me from Allah's creation, could save or protect me if I was to disobey him, nor could I find any refuge except with him. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to be obeyed in whatever he orders, and the command could be an obligation or a recommendation, and the messenger is obeyed because he يَأْمُرُ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. He commands by the command of Allah. So his shara' is the shara' of Allah. His legislation is the legislation of Allah. And he is to be obeyed, because this is the wisdom behind sending the messengers. قال الله تعالى وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ As in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 64. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ We sent no messenger but to be obeyed by Allah's leave. Many people fail or partially fulfill the obligation to obey the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. You hear them testifying that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, but fail in manifesting this testimony in terms of applicability. While we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hashr, chapter 59, verse 7, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا and whatever the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, take it, and whatsoever he forbids you, then abstain from it. And then believe and testify to the truth of everything he informs of. It's inevitable to believe the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in whatever he informs of. Anyone who belies the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in fact he does not fulfill this testimony that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, we must believe him, because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not speak of his own desires. Then to avoid whatever he forbade and prohibited. Similarly, many people fail to comply with this requirement. And so they had done many things which the Prophet ﷺ forbade us not to do, from the sayings, from the actions, in worships, in transactions, in character, in behaviors. This is an indication of weakness of faith. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. And Islam distinguished between the commands and the prohibitions. Islam distinguished between the commands and the prohibitions. The commands are to be done in accordance with the ability of the legally responsible person. The commands are to be executed in accordance with one's own ability, to the best of his or her own ability. So the commands therefore are restricted in this sense. As to the prohibitions, they are not restricted to the ability. This indicates that it's a must to seize and not indulge in the prohibitions. This is evident from the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, when he said alayhi salatu wasalam, مَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوا whatever I commanded you to abstain from, then keep away from it. وَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ and whatever I commanded you to do, فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ then do of it what you are able to. And then one must worship Allah only with that which he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prescribed. And this indicates a very important pillar from the pillars of worship and the pillars of Islam. And this is that the ibadah, the worship, is not in accordance with one's own desires, nor by innovations, or nor by exerting efforts not based upon a correct and authentic dalil, evidence. Rather, worship is based upon following the Sharia, and this is a great fundamental matter of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we worship Allah only with that which He prescribed. And this should be added to the other great fundamental principle, and that is we worship Allah sincerely. The believer must worship Allah sincerely, and then he must follow only that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed through his revelation. And therefore no one should say that this matter is allowable or legal or recommended or forbidden or an obligation, except with an evidence, except that it should be supported by a legal proof. And anyone who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through any type of worship which is not obligated nor is it recommended, while believing that it is as such, meaning an obligation or recommended, then he is an innovator, an astray. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be worshipped except by that which is obligated or recommended legally. Many proofs are there concerning these fundamental principles. قال الله تعالى about his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in Surah Al-A'raf chapter 7 verse 158, واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. And follow the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم so that you can be guided, so that you may be guided. And in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 31, قال الله تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Say Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to mankind, if you really love Allah, then follow me, meaning accept Islam and follow the revelation. Allah will love you and forgive you all of your sins. Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear in Surah Al-Qasas, in chapter 28, verse 50. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِنَ اللَّهِ. But if they answer you not, they don't believe in the doctrine of Tawheed, nor follow you, then know that they only follow their own lust. And who is more astray than the one who follows his own lusts without guidance from Allah? And in the hadith of Al-Arbab bin Sariya, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي, so stick to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me, hold to it with your moral teeth, and beware of the innovated matters, meaning in religion, for every matter is an innovation and every innovation is a misguidance. And the way of salvation is that the believer, the Muslim, follows the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his way. And therefore, whatever the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam did as an act of worship and obedience, then it is as such, and we follow him on that, because of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 21, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have a good example to follow. And whatever is authentic from his sayings and approvals, then it is a sunnah to be acted upon. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray as you had seen me praying. And in the Hajj, concerning the pilgrimage, he said, لِتَأْخُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, so that you take from me your ritual rites for Hajj. This brings the end concerning the discussion of this testimony of Muhammad Rasulullah. And what does it mean? In summary, the meaning of this testification is that the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be obeyed in whatever he commands, to believe and testify to the truth of everything he informs of, to avoid whatever he forbade and prohibited, and that you worship Allah only with that which he prescribed, and other matters which are entailed by this testification. We put them there in summary, and inshallah ta'ala, if those can be taken from the text and put aside so that we can put them on the site for as an addition for the additional explanations for the meaning of the testimony anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, what does it mean and what does it entail? Inshallah ta'ala, we hope you can do that. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.